Welcome to JK Games, the gaming podcast, where we bring you the gaming news we care about.
And maybe some that we don't.
And whether you play on easy mode.
Or you like a good challenge. Feels good to say that. Wow.
This is a show where we'll try to level up your gaming knowledge. Oh, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, gaming knowledge.
Let's go. Who missed
We're back.
That? I missed that. Aw. Wow. All about that. Assets. Yep. Hey, if you guys are watching live.
Assets. Sets.
You're getting the raw uncut version, okay? It's been since December, since we've been on our normal JK Games roll. Took a break. My name is Kayla. I'm one of your hosts, by the way, if you've been.
Oh, yeah. That's Kayla. Right there, and I'm Jerrica, the other host. If we didn't go away, we're back.
Yeah,
just one of our favorite things of all time had a show called The Last of Us, so we took a little break and did a whole show dedicated to recapping every episode of The Last of Us Season 1 on HBO. So, and that took a little bit of time, so we couldn't do both.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
we
a
probably
lot.
Could if we really tried, but I would have been. I probably would have turned into a clicker, like, for real.
Foreshadowing.
Mm. Yeah.
yeah, so definitely, like, we totally understand. Not everybody is into The Last of Us. You should be. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, you definitely should be here. If you're in the chat right now and you don't like The Last of Us, get out of here. Goodbye.
Rude, jerk.
You have no place here if you don't like The Last of Us. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
The role may never know. But if you are interested in that, you can go watch it. It's going to stand the test of time, you know? Like, it's not going to... Nothing's going to change. Our opinions are going to be valid from here on out. Whole recap. Each episode, we dive... Deep dive, okay? And we're not... That's not going away either. If you enjoyed that and you want more, we're going to just kind of, like, as our thoughts come up, like, we have something planned for our hopes and dreams for the next season, which has been confirmed. So obviously we will be back for that to recap that season when that comes out, whenever that happens. But we're also going to do like a sprinkle in every now and then. So basically all of our Last of Us content will mostly live on that podcast, Clickerbait. So, but me and Jerrica haven't really talked about games, even with each other too much. So we're going to basically today talk you through what we've been playing while we were gone. It's been since December, Jerrica, that we've haven't talked about games on JK Games.
I know. I've played a few things since then.
So
not as much as I wish I could play. Like, mm-hmm. It's just time.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
A lot and, of like, stuff came out and is coming out. We're also going to talk about releases later.
No, we have so many things happening in video game world. The next few months is going to be intense. Just a little shout out. Chat's real active here. Tegan.Sarah1, thank you.
Thank you.
For all the hype.
Yay.
Emojis. Is that what the kids still call them? The icons that indicate emotions in the chat. Katronica, hello. Super Cooper, thank you for letting Kayla know her audio is live, which is technically my fault because I was letting her talk.
She was trying to expose before. Me. I'm just
I was. I was. Yeah, I'm espionage. Is that what that is?
that's like
is that,
spy.
I don't know the definition
super
of that
spy. Before we get too far in though, don't forget to let's go ahead and do our loadout really quick. I hadn't done this in a while. Do 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 do. Let's get that loadout
on. Seatbelt on. I can't talk. Seatbelt.
Get that sword in the sheath. Basically,
yeah,
if you don't
a fun word.
If you don't already. Go ahead and follow us over on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, if you're not watching live and you're listening after the fact. It is just JK Games Podcast across all of our things. You can always also email us, jkgamespodcast@gmail.com.
That's me typing.
And of course, don't forget to leave us a review. That helps us a lot. I've heard in the podcast universe, if you go leave us a review on whatever platform you prefer, that would be sweet. And that's just, you just go to whatever podcast platform you prefer. All right, we're going to go ahead and jump in. We are still doing what we normally do. We're going to be going live. We are tentatively every other Sunday, going live, depending on things.
Yep.
And then the episode should be up on Monday-ish. We'll see. Bear with us as we iron out like what our schedule is going to look like. Again, it's not. You'll figure it out. Again, follow us on social media and we'll post it when we're going live. And you can always answer our questions on there that we ask. We do have a question for this week that we'll touch on later. Woo! But mainly this week is just going to be chatty. We're going to have some upcoming stuff. Like we talked about doing a spoiler cast for God of War Ragnarok, because that is something that I took forever to finish and finally finished it on our hiatus of JK Games. So yeah, just let us know also what you want to see from us too, because we have a lot of different ideas. Please contribute in the chat if you want to contribute or if you have any questions. Katronica's already going in the chat with what she's most excited for. Jedi Survivor. We're going to talk about that later for sure. Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom also comes out in April, right?
Yes. Yeah. May.
May. Okay.
May.
Yeah, that's how I got May. Here. The socials. Yes. Thanks. Alrighty. Well, Jerrica, I guess we should, you know, also, if this is one of your first time returning, we lay our episodes out in three different parts. We have our easy mode where we talk about what we've been playing, watching, doing. I have a couple of watching questions for Jerrica. That sounds really creepy when you word it that way. Watching questions.
Yeah, I watch a lot of things. So.
Then we have our normal mode where we talk about news. There's been a lot happening in the gaming world while we've been away.
I'm behind.
A lot going on. And then we also have our expert mode, which today we don't really have an expert mode. We're just chatting away. But in the future, we'll have specific things we're sharing. Starfield, whenever that comes out. Yep. It's a great question.
I want it.
But
I want it so bad.
I'm excited for it,
but
too.
But they can take their time.
They really can.
I'm just ready for another, like, RPG space game. You know, I just think about Mass Effect and how much I really want that back in my life. And that's also still far away. So.
Well, Jerrica, speaking of things that are not far away, things that you're experiencing in the last how many months? Three and a half? What have you been playing, Jerrica?
Well, you know I'm still kicking the old Destiny around. Just kicking that around, trying to make a goal or two. I definitely haven't played as much. Definitely compared to last year when the Witch Queen came out. Witch Queen just had a lot of... Witch Queen was great. It was one of my favorite Destiny expansions ever. Like, it is top tier, best experience. Story was good. Campaign missions were good. But I've been reading on the internet because Lightfall is the most recent expansion that just came out that I've been playing a lot of. But I'll say, like, it's from what I've read, it wasn't anticipated. Lightfall wasn't technically supposed to happen. Like, it was supposed to be the Witch Queen and then the Final Shape, which is going to be the final final expansion for the Light and Dark Saga that we've been going on for almost 10 years. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
They're going to wrap up this saga of Destiny with the Final Shape. But technically, the Final Shape was supposed to be this year. Like, that was supposed to... This was supposed to be the last year for Destiny 2's current saga. But some things happened. Maybe they figured, whoa, we got a lot more story to tell. We got a lot more things. And there's a new subclass. There's... I'll get to the quality of life stuff in just a second, but ultimately maybe they went in, they had an issue of like cramming it all together. Something happened. The story, the Lightfall campaign was, kids say mid. It was pretty mid. That's not as cool, right?
That's right.
Is that it? Okay, cool. I'm just still making sure I'm trendy. It was very mid. I don't know what, if they do that to you. It wasn't the Witch Queen. So there was some things in the story that were questionable, like the veil. The veil was super important. The witness is finally here. Like, the Thanos of the Destiny world has arrived. The witness, and we didn't see much of them, and they really didn't scare us that much. It was sort of, they dropped the ball with this one. But even though the story wasn't as great, the quality of life improvements were top tier.
Hmm.
Like, I used to have to go online to an app, or go online, used to get on the, on surf the web.
On the interwebs.
I'm an old lady. I have to use this app called Destiny Item Manager, which is not even made by Bungie.
Oh, wow.
Where I can create, so I can create loadouts that uses their API. Loadout. So I have a loadout and for a lot of different activities, whether I'm raiding, I'm playing against other players, I'm doing Nightfall Strikes, I'm doing Lost Sector, Master Lost Sectors. There's a lot of specific loadouts that I have, different stuff. You used to have to use a third-party app to get it all working. That is all built into Destiny now.
Ooh.
Like, you can have preloaded loadouts that I can just click left on my D-pad or right, and it goes to that subclass, and all my stuff's equipped. Everything's there. Doesn't take long at all. I can't remember all the other quality of life updates, but there was a lot. So Destiny is way more fun and efficient. Easier to engage with now. Yeah, I'm way more efficient. But they definitely took my $100 pre-order and gave me not the same story. They took $100 from me the year before with Witch Queen.
Mm.
So I paid the same. But did the quality of life stuff balance that out for me in a way?
Mm-hmm.
It sort of did. So I'm not mad, but I'm just also like, that was a letdown. Because now I feel a little, I sniff it, I'm a little, I'm going to trust them, whatever. I feel like the final shape is the intentional last expansion, so it's probably going to be great. But they sort of, they're doing some stuff around here to spread this out. I don't know if I totally like it.
You're the person I go to know like what's going on with Destiny. I feel like your opinion should be very highly regarded by Destiny with the amount of hours you've put in, you know.
There's a lot of opinionated people out there about Destiny right now. Like we still don't know what the veil is, and they talked about it the whole campaign of Lightfall, and no one really knows. No one explained it to us in the story.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, the veil, we must save the veil or something.
You're like, what
and
we the hell don't is
I
don't the veil?
I, we still even Lore Daddy himself, that's what we call
Lore
him.
Daddy.
There's a my name is Bife. He's on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
He makes like literal movies on all the Destiny lore. Like if you ever want to understand Destiny, go watch his videos.
Okay.
He has a breakdown of everything Destiny related. He couldn't even understand what the veil was.
That's a lot. Yeah.
He is literally known as Lore Daddy in the Destiny world. And he didn't know what it was. But yes, incredible YouTube channel. So
got
check
a lot
it
of
out.
Comments in the chat. Katronica said Saga of Destiny feels like definitely feels like an epic fantasy title. I agree. As someone who reads a lot of fantasy books, it does. Somebody else said, so Tegan, not Sarah, thank you again for being active in the chat, said, I remember using 30 third-party apps to find raid groups and find public events.
Yeah, which apparently that's still coming to, like, the game itself, like, being able to find groups. I think that's coming. But, yeah, you have to use third-party apps to, like, find groups and stuff still. So. Or the Destiny app works, too, but it's also just sort of slow.
Mm-hmm. And then also, Tegan Not Sarah said, my name is Biff is Legendary, and they used to watch while playing Overwatch, which Overwatch has some stuff going on, too, that I'll talk about later that I'm excited about.
Excellent.
But yes, you've been playing a lot of Destiny, finished that expansion.
Finished the new raid. It was easy.
Yeah.
The raid was easy. We beat it once. We do it once a week now, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
I liked it. It was fun. But, you know, Witch Queen expansion just totally still holds a special place in my heart.
That's
and
your
I
favorite
really
one.
I hope that I so far, and I just hope that Final Shape's that good too. But I won't talk about Destiny anymore.
What is that slated for?
Unless you ask me another question, then I will. So they're back on track with like their cycle. So next February ish, be another year. So, it's exciting. Time for Destiny. I'm excited to see what happens next.
What
Hopefully
else
it's not Lightfall again. Okay, yeah, and then I just beat. I'll just talk about the most recent thing I played. I just beat Resident Evil 4 Remake. Never. I played it on GameCube, but I was like middle school, high school, maybe, and I was just like, I'm not going to say I was too stupid to figure it out, but we'll just say this. I was a dumb teenager at the time. I thought I liked games, but I just liked easy games. So I had a hard time playing through that. And also, I was just a little bit of a scaredy cat, you know?
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. Nothing scares me now, but thought there'd be a joke there, you know, except this. I don't really, I'm not really thinking of anything right now. But yeah, Resident Evil 4 remake is, I'm going to say this, Kayla. I'm about to make a big,
juicy
reveal. Big reveal for myself personally. Like, I'm going to say that Resident Evil games, the ones that I've played, which, you know, 7 and 8, now the Resident Evil 2 remake, I haven't played 3, and now 4 remake. Resident Evil games are, like, definitely somewhere in my top 5 of favorite games I've ever played of all time.
Whoa!
Like, they're up there now.
As far as the franchise, like, goes?
Yes. Yeah? Yeah, like, it's the love for that and the fun I have playing them is almost standing up against Mass Effect. Just how much I love everything about Resident Evil. The cheesy writing.
That's a bold statement. Wow.
It is. Like, but I just realized, like, I love these games so much. I hope they keep remaking them so I can play.
Me too.
And also I hope they make another game like Resident Evil 9. Let's go. Part 3 of Ethan Winters. I need to finish his daughter.
Me too.
Little DLC. I never beat that, but same. Playing this made me think, oh, I'm going to go right to it. I'm going to play that next and just beat it. But Resident Evil 4, comparing that to the other ones I've played, like, it's definitely a little different. It's way, a little bit, not way more, but it is more action-y and definitely, I found it to be much harder than the other Resident Evil games I've played. Like, it was a challenge. Definitely, I felt like resource management was a little difficult. I played on normal the whole time, beat the whole game on normal.
Ooh,
didn't
nice. Swap
easy, even though I told you I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I already have. It. A little.
It's okay. No judgment. There was a lot of times there I didn't think I was going to get through it. I just got so mad because I kept running. Like, you just run out of resources, you run out of bullets, and you have to be really selective of how you're going to play through a space depending on what monsters are in there. But I like the third person. Like, it's this third person, so not over the shoulder, but you're behind the character. It was good story comparatively to the other Resident Evil games I played. Seven's one of my favorites, but I might like it just as much as Village. So Village and Resident Evil 4 are, like, tied for me, mm-hmm. how much I enjoyed,
Village,
like, the story.
I loved Village a lot. It was almost my game of the year for the year it came out.
Yeah, God. Same. And the thing that gets me with these games, Resident Evil games, I just love weapon. I like finding the treasures, solving the freaking puzzles. And there's so much option to, like, do you want to keep doing it? Do you want to figure this out? You can, but you don't have to. But I like to figure all of it out because it's mm-hmm. that much fun. It's like, it reminds me of, like, an escape room.
Yes.
It's also just a scary game that you're playing. It's just so satisfying. And
yes, it really does.
Upgrading all your weapons, like, being strategic with that. It's a great game. So far, that is my game of the year.
Ooh,
is Resident Evil 4 remake.
It nice.
Is it. Well, I haven't played much, but, like, it's so far I had a really good time with it.
Highly recommend. In the chat said, I don't have enough time in my life not to swap differently modes around these days. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I also understand the satisfaction of, like, completing it on one mode completely.
I felt good.
Yeah. What else have you been playing? Yeah. I feel like you've played other stuff too. I don't know.
It's a shame that, like, nothing's coming to mind, but I know I have played other things.
Have you played anything on your Switch lately?
No, well, you know, I bought the OLED Switch
right.
in preparation to play Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo gets me every damn time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so mad because I was like, I'm not getting another Switch because I know they'll come out with the Switch Pro or whatever. As soon as the new Zelda game comes out, and that's when I'll finally get a new Switch. Because I like the OLED, because mm-hmm. it's bigger and it's got a beautiful display, but I'm like, I want more power from the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like that's not going to happen, so I went ahead and bit the bullet and got a new Switch, and I swear to God, the new Switch comes out later this year, I'd be so mad. But that's how they get you. That is a Nintendo smart. They keep making me buy things to play. Most of their games are good. I'm not going to be mean about it, but Pokemon makes me real mad.
Yeah.
They're not great. And I love Pokemon. I play Pokemon Go a lot. But their game, anyways, I'm going on a tangent now, but Nintendo always makes me buy things. They trick me into buying things.
Katronic said, I have the OLED and I'm currently playing Skyward Sword and it's great. Didn't you also get the PSVR 2 as well?
Oh yeah, we got that too.
Yeah.
I sound like Miss Moneybags, but I promise you, all I do is spend money on games. I swear to God, there's nothing else.
Sneakers. Did you play it? Anything on
my
it
dog
yet?
Barely has enough food to eat. I'm just kidding. Yes, he does. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yes. God, thank you. Yeah, I played, what is it? Call of the Mountain.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Horizon, Call of the Mountain. It's really good. Makes me sick. Nothing on its part, but it's very good.
VR makes me sick, just in general.
VR, unfortunately, makes me sick. It makes me sick. I wish it didn't. It's just when you have to, like, the character moves. Like, I still think one of the best VR games I've ever played, two of them, are the style of Astro Bot. There's an Astro Bot VR game for the original PlayStation. And it's, you're just sort of, like, sitting in the world, and you're controlling the character. You're stationary, but the character's moving. But when it's like, first-person VR stuff, like, it makes me sort of sick if I play too long.
I totally agree. We do have Jordan in the chat. It's Jordan OMG. Hi, thanks for joining. They said, hi, Jerrica. Hi, Kayla. Jerrica, have you gotten sick of Lightfall yet? We actually just talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, Kayla's like, oh, no, they brought up Destiny again. Here she goes. I'll answer your question real quick. I'm not sick of it. Not sick of it, but,
you had your full.
Yeah, like. I just wasn't happy with the campaign. It was fine. But the new raid's fun. It's pretty easy. I'm not going to complain about that, though, because, like, convenience and time matter to me. So I'm glad the raid was accessible this time.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm excited to see the next season, which is rumored to be, well, I think they might have announced it, Season of the Deep, ooh, which I hope they make up for some of the lack of story content in the campaign, like with these seasons until Final Shape. So I feel like sometimes I'm talking another language, but I hope Season of the Deep sort of makes up. Like, yeah, you know. Anyways, yeah, Destiny.
Nice.
Not too tired of it yet. I still play it every week.
There's also, she did elaborate more earlier. If you want to go back and listen later, you definitely should. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, did you have anything else before we move on to me?
I think I've talked plenty, so I would love to hear what you've been playing, so maybe I can add some new things to my list.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Jerrica. I feel like I've played a decent amount of variety. However, I have not really finished anything aside from God of War, which I don't think I talked about that before we left. It was like right when we took a break from JK Games and moved on to Clickerbait. But I finished it. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I'll probably wait and go into our full thoughts on like a spoiler cast because that game's big. It's a lot of game. It's a lot of things to talk about, but I had a really great time with it. It took me a long time to finish it. Good. It just takes me a long time to finish games.
It's a long game too.
A couple other things. It is a long game, but I usually, if you guys have listened to us before, I usually pretty much just mainline games unless it's Last of Us, and then I don't. But basically, most of the time I do. A couple other things that I played while we were on our break. We also should do an updated backlog episode because I downloaded a lot of games over our break that I haven't started
yet. Nice. Yeah, it's probably time. I did a lot of pick up and start, but never finished. Dead Space, that's one of them.
Oh, yeah. I did not download that, but that's on my wish list still. I definitely really want to get around to it.
Keep it there till you get some time, because I feel sort of bad. I feel bad because I really need to go back and beat it. But you can't, if you put it down and just hop back in, oh God, it's hard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Everybody has told me really liked it. I would like it.
You would like it, yeah.
But okay, so one other thing, I was very interested by all the hype around Hi-Fi Rush when it came out.
Okay.
Did you play that? Did you try that at all?
No, but I wanted to. So, like, I saw. Yeah. Did you play it?
Did you play it? I didn't finish it, even though it's short. Okay. There was a lot of hype around it, you know, at the time. This came out in late January. I liked it. I thought it was really good. I'm just not a big rhythm game person. And it's like a rhythm action type game. Okay. It's good. It's really cool looking. It's very different. I have some like notes on it that I'm not going to touch on right now because we have a lot to talk about. But I thought it was fun. It's entertaining. It's difficult. It does have like a lot of really helpful assist modes where you can like see on the screen. I'm going to be honest with you, Jerrica. I don't have any rhythm personally. So,
oh, really? You could have fooled me.
No.
With the way that you walk.
Oh, yeah.
Like Spider-Man. And the way that you talk.
Wow.
And snap your fingers.
No, I don't at all.
Okay. Well.
But I actually did also, I also played another rhythm game, weirdly enough, that came out around the same time, Melatonin. I played that. Y'all yeah. probably heard me talking about that previously because it's an indie game that came out. It's only $14.99 and it's from the developer Half Asleep. And it's
I actually played it as really well because of you. Yeah. So I played on the Switch. Really good game to play on the Switch.
I think I should have played it on the Switch, to be honest with you. I played it on just on PC on Steam. It's really cute. It's basically about like you're navigating through like essentially like different dream like states that you're in. And it's a rhythm game about and it's like a puzzle type game. But I didn't finish it. Again, it's one of those that's sitting on my back. I do want to finish it. It's not very long. Did you finish it, Jerrica?
No, of course not. Okay. So it's on my backlog of Demon cool. now as well.
Just
so.
Making sure I'm not alone. And then I am also working through Life is Strange Before the Storm. It's just heavy. Like Life is Strange games are heavier. This one's like not as quite as heavy as the first Life is Strange that I played. But mm-hmm. I'm working my way through it. I bought the remastered pack. It is remastered. Yeah. It still looks a little bit dated, but like it is a quite like it's an older game. So I think the story is really good. I love Life is Strange type games, the choices that you make that matter. Kayla moving around so much she has to be moved on the screen is also moved. Are you moving?
I was
me?
Like, oh no. Oh, yeah, I had to move you a couple times. Because you're very comfortable. I see that you're so comfortable, but it's like...
Oh, that's funny. I'm sorry.
Now here. I got to fix mine because now my green bar is showing. So...
Hey, I touch. I'm just vibing over here.
You keep going. I got this. This is my... I can,
this is my
I
space.
Can move you anytime.
That's funny that you're like...
So... yeah, I'm just zipping around.
Also... Okay, so Life is Strange Before the Storm. I'm enjoying that. It's fun. Something else that was interesting. I streamed this a little bit while we were away. Disney Dreamlight Valley. It's fun. I will say that the ideal experience is not on PC to play Disney Dreamlight Valley. I know it's available on pretty much all platforms. And it's also cross-save enabled. Or cloud save, I guess is what you would say. I think that it is better on the Switch for sure. And the reason I say that is because when I played on PC, and I played a good bit on PC to just kind of test it out, I did have it on Game Pass, like Katronica said. But even though you have it on Game Pass, I spent the money to purchase it on Switch just because I thought it would be a better experience. Also, I was going on a road trip, so I needed something to play. And it was on sale. So it's just the controls are weird. Like, I talked about it on stream when I did go live with it. The way the pointing mechanism works when you Disney Dreamlight Valley is like a sim type game with like Disney characters. Really fun if you're a Disney person. There's like quests and things like that you can do. I also think it would be good for kids. It's a little bit intricate sometimes with like the map system. There's also a story that you follow. But yeah, basically tried it out on Game Pass on my PC Game Pass, and it was not as fun as it is on Switch, but I'm enjoying it on Switch. It's just something that I just pick up every now and then. Very moving conversation, Katronica.
In reference to moving you around, you know?
What else? Okay, so then I'm also playing Resident Evil 4 Remake. I did not play the original. The only one that I've played... The only two that I played 7 and 8. And then I am enjoying 4 so far. It looks great. I wouldn't even know that it used to be a GameCube game. Doesn't it look phenomenal?
Yeah. Oh, God. It's like, oh, it's so beautiful. I love the RE engine. keep making games, Capcom. I will buy them all. Keep remaking them. Shoot, you're remaking this. Keep remaking them.
But yeah, I really am enjoying it. It's hard though. Like Jericho was saying, it's difficult.
Shoot. What do you think about that first area with the tower and the church? Did you make it past that?
Guys.
Or are you stuck there?
I streamed it and I was getting frustrated. I'm not going to lie. Whoever was there to support me, I appreciate you. I think Katronica was there.
Did you make it through though? You made it through.
Not the first time, but yes, I did make it through that.
Did you get to the line where it was like, bingo must have started or something like that? So. Somebody I guess they're going to play bingo.
Oh yeah. Tegan and Sarah was there as well. They said it was fun to watch. I appreciate that. That is very nice. That was very kind of you. I'm going to stream it some more for sure. I don't know when. I got to be in the right headspace.
A creature that at the end, you can spend points that you accumulate, playing the game. Mm-hmm. You could use in-game currency to buy, models. And I bought a couple of models. And there's one, I think it's called the Regenerator, if I'm not mistaken. And it is basically my spirit animal, right? You are not, you will not expect the way it moves is similar to how I would move if I was a zombie. I'm just saying, I love how this critter moves and how it just gets up in your face. And, you know, it's terrifying, but also it would be me if I was in a Resident Evil game zombie monster.
I need to see this.
I want you to find it.
Okay.
You'll get there one day. Don't look it up.
I'm not. I'm looking at, I'm trying to pull up, make sure I didn't miss any games that I was talking about. Let's see. I'm ready gorgeous. To see it. And once I see it, I might know which one it is.
And I love that in the models, the 3D models that you buy, I guess, in the game, they respond to movement. So if you twist, it's like you're looking at a statue. If you rotate it, If you got a little fat on you, it's going to jiggle. And that's what I love to do. I like to shake them. It's pretty great.
Audrey AF said jiggly.
Yeah, the critter that I'm talking about is very jiggly. It's great.
Hi, Audrey. Thanks for joining. So I think that's it for me aside from my regular games that I play. Fortnite, guys, we got to talk about this. Okay. You guys know I've been playing a lot of Fortnite. I stream it sometimes. If you know me, you know that I am so excited, Jerrica, because Attack on Titan skins are in Fortnite now.
Oh, cool.
How freaking cool is that?
That's awesome. Are they expensive?
Yes, probably.
Are they worth it? Did you get it?
Okay. So tomorrow, actually, if you're watching this live on the day that we're live currently, tomorrow more stuff is releasing. Fortnite's weird. They do very strange releases. And so they're technically as of right now, today, when this new season launched or new chapter, however they word it, you could only purchase Eren Jaeger, which is the main character, and a couple other things. But they're releasing tomorrow. They're releasing more skins. There was a really cool trailer, a little gameplay trailer. But I don't really know exactly how expensive they are yet. I'm going to have to look. I think one of them is included in the Battle Pass, which is $10 or something.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's a good deal.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm hoping that Attack on Titan's my favorite anime. And I'm hoping that they do some cool stuff themed around it. Not just the skins, but they did a lot of stuff for Dragon Ball where they made Kamehameha.
I just remember Goku and Spider-Man hanging out.
Yeah.
And fighting and stuff. And I was like, this is the future. It's
so weird. I've been playing that, and then I've also been playing some Apex. I'm wanting to get back into Overwatch because the new season launches tomorrow as well. And there's a new healer called Life Weaver that looks really interesting.
You said Wife Weaver?
Life Weaver.
Wife Weaver.
Wife Weaver.
It's got all these wives weaved on their body, all the wives.
But that's all I have as far as what I've been playing. Jerrica did go see the Mario movie recently. I still haven't seen it.
Yes, I did.
Jerrica, do you want to give a little bit of thoughts on that? I'm curious what you
thought. 9 out of 10. Ooh. It is a 9 out of 10 for me. I enjoyed it so much. It was everything I wanted, but the reason why I didn't get a 10 out of 10 was that it could have been longer, or at least there could have been just a little bit more focuses on between some of the characters. I feel like it went by so fast.
Yeah.
And it was just because it was so good. Maybe that's why it went by so fast. I just wanted more. Not going to lie. Wasn't upset with Chris Pratt being Mario.
A lot of people have said
Didn't even really notice it. Like, I sort of forgot it was him.
People said that. I guess because it's animated. Like, it's not like you're having to stare at him, you know? Like,
yeah.
That would be a little off-putting if it was his face.
Yeah, if he sort of looked, but on Mario's body, that would be strange. Mm-hmm. I need to see it now.
I'm sure there's memes out there.
It was very cute. And I'm going to be also honest with this. One of the best digitally animated things I've ever looked out of my eyes. Like, nice. I cannot wait to see this on the OLED at home because, like, there were parts of this movie, like, it looked photorealistic. Like, it was breaking my brain a little bit. Like, it just, like, there's, like, the Shy Guys at one point, like, looked like figurines. Mm-hmm. Like, is this CGI? I don't know. Do you call it CGI anymore? Like, what is this witchcraft? Like,
AI
it
generated. Looks so good.
And of course, I made a joke, you know, if only the Switch was as strong as my PS5, this would be like, this is what the games could look like.
That's good.
But no, I keep buying these consoles from Nintendo that are okay. I'm just kidding. I'm not mad. I'm just saying this new empowered Switch is going to come out. I don't know why I called it empowered.
I like how you're already predicting that you're going to be mad about it.
It's going to come out. Like, it's going to be this end of this year, I bet. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyways, Mario movie. Great movie. Yeah. 9 out of 10 for me.
Our resident Nintendo expert, Josh, really enjoyed it.
That makes me feel better. Well, if he really liked it, then I know it's good.
His only complaint was there was a lot of, like, pop culture, like, music in it. Like a lot of random, like, it was kind of like randomly placed, like, super popular music, which, like, makes sense for the time. It's also, like, still a kids movie, kind of. So, I mean,
I will give you one spoiler that you'll like. It's not that big of a deal, but someone's phone rings and it's the GameCube, like, splash screen. I can't do it. You know what I mean?
He did say there's a lot of Easter eggs in it, right?
Yeah, there's tons. Like, if you are a gamer, you're going to love the movie. Yeah.
But yeah, so I was curious about that. And then me and you both, well, I haven't watched it, so we can't talk much about this. But did you see that the new season of Yellow Jackets started?
I did. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait till Audrey gets back and we'll watch it. I sort of keep forgetting it. There's a lot of TV to watch, too. Thank God, because now that Last of Us is off, is not on anymore. I'm like, what do I can never fill this hole with anything else.
Yeah, it's
but I'm
really
like, oh,
sad.
Wait, there's lots of stuff. There's tons of stuff.
Great segue about things that are coming out. Mm-hmm. I would love to know. We also got a question from one of our fellow podcast friends about, let me make sure this is who I thought it was. One second. It was Play Along Podcast. Asked us.
Yeah.
They said, very sweet. They said, love The Last of Us show. Glad y'all are back. And what games are you looking forward to the most that are coming out soon?
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it. You ready?
Yeah, let's go in. Let's dive in. Really not much news. I mean, there was a lot of news that happened over the past 4 months. But the biggest thing that we might elaborate on later after we talk about this is E3 being dead.
E3 died. I'm so glad I went once. That was the last.
Yeah.
I feel like only there wasn't a few years. There wasn't a lot of years left after me and Audrey and a few friends went. So it is sad, but that's just the state of the world we're in. I love that I can stream it.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing their own stream these days. Also have another rumor. I know we're about to answer this question. Rumor is Kayla. You know, we got the Jeff Keighley. I almost called him Geff.
Geff.
Jeff Keighley. Has a Summer Game Fest situation June 8th. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rumor on the street from a guy called Jeff Grubb, because he always has these predictions. I trust him. He's most of the, I think, like, if in my eyes, he's always been right.
Okay.
Rumor is we should get a PlayStation Showcase, not a State of Play. PlayStation Showcase right before the Summer Game Fest starts on June 8th. So, you know, we haven't had a proper showcase since the announcement of I guess the PS5 and the games that are coming to PS5 first. Like Miles Morales was announced here. That was the last showcase we had.
So yeah,
it's 2 years ago. Yeah,
that's
so. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I hope that happens. I also really quick since we're talking about it. Like, officially dead? Ahead. Like, did they say they're not doing it anymore ever?
There's a lot of fake funerals for it, so I think it is really dead.
I did see that. Yeah,
I said fake funerals, but you know, like, there's been funerals for this event, so I think it actually died.
That's really upsetting, but also at the end of the day,
if you're looking for a substitute, minus all the big game announcements, people the fun of that is going to see all the different vendors playing games, demoing games, and stuff like that, and meeting, hanging out with people that also like games. PAX is another event you should totally go to. I'd love to go to PAX again.
Yeah.
We have to do PAX at some point in our life, Kayla.
Yeah, I want to go. I've never been.
Yeah.
Seems like we're kind of collectively feeling the same in the chat. Tegan Not Sarah said, excited for not E3 indie stuff. I agree. One of my favorite things is the Wholesome Games Direct that they do. I love that one. I have a lot of indie games I'm looking forward to that I'll talk about in a minute. Audrey said, it's time. Yeah. Tegan Not Sarah also said it's off for this year, but I hope it's done. All the directs and indie showcases are great. And Katronica also said PAX is great. So yeah, I'm excited for what this looks like evolved, but it is kind of, it's a little bit as far as in the gaming world, E3 was such a big deal. And so we're just moving away from it. We're moving on to different things. But yeah, as far as what we're excited for, we can go ahead and just dive in. I pulled up, we also do a fantasy league with amongst our friends for video games. So I pulled that up just for reference of what's most recent going to be coming out. I'm actually really excited for, and some of our friend group makes fun of me, Dead Island 2. I'm excited for it. It's silly.
I watched the demo. It looks awesome.
It's silly.
It is. It looks like you can make weapons out of anything and just go around doing whatever. It looks really good. I hope it's a good game. I hope it is.
I loved the original Dead Island. It's been 10 years. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
And they always talked about making another one and didn't really put it into fruition. Now, it did get delayed. It is coming out April 21st. So not too much longer. I'm excited for it. I'll be getting it. I'll be playing it. And then, of course, cannot forget Jedi Survivor coming out on...
How is it coming out this month? Oh, my God.
I don't know. The 28th. I can't believe it's almost here.
I'm hearing good things. I'm hearing some good things from some people that have played it. It's exciting.
I'm super excited. I'm so glad I snagged this pick for our fantasy league. I had it last year, I think.
Oh, go ahead.
You did.
We'll eventually, I need to get this back up, but Sam Maggs, the writer of the prequel book that just came out too, we're going to eventually do an interview with her, trying to get her on the show. So maybe we get some details about it now that it's out in the wild. And then we could play the game, then we could ask questions. We should plan it around that.
That's still going to happen. Definitely want to have that her on. She did agree. We had some scheduling issues, but we will definitely do that. That would actually work out really well to do it after that. So we maybe could ask her questions about it. I would love to do that.
I have all the Star Wars questions. So if you got any Star Wars experts, you have a question. Yeah. I want to sound like we know everything about Star Wars. You send the questions our way.
I'll say this. I stopped watching stuff about it. I think they just released the final gameplay trailer. I don't even want to see it.
I stopped watching it too. I saw the customization of the hair and I was like, sold.
Sold.
You know, I like, anytime I can fix some hair, Cal's going to have a mullet for me. I want the mullet. The mullet's a great look.
It looks fantastic. I watched some stuff, but I haven't watched any of the most recent stuff. I want to go in as fresh as possible. We also have later on in a couple months, we have Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. I'm hesitant.
Looks okay.
About
I'm
it.
Hesitant too. It looks sort of cool, but then I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The gameplay just looks, the world doesn't seem as fun. And didn't look like somewhere I'd want to get into trouble with the shark man. I forget his name. Is his name Mr. Shark? What is it?
I don't remember.
Dang it. We're going to call him Mr. Shark for now.
I forget.
Then after that, Zelda.
Zelda,
Tears of the Kingdom.
What is that? Hold on.
It's May 12th.
Got it. Right. Yes, very excited for that. I have not played Breath of the Wild still. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You got time.
I do.
What is today? You have a month and 2 days.
That's another one I've been told I would really love. Katronica in the chat said, how many wars would a Star Wars war if a Star Wars could war? That's a great question. a lot, I would say. There's a lot of Star Wars that could war.
And stars are really powerful. And if there's a lot of them, that war is going to take a while. Because I think it takes a long time for them to die. I tried really hard to think about that question. Because as far as I got.
We also have Diablo 4 coming out June 6th. Did you play the demo came out recently? Or not the demo, the closed beta?
Everybody was eating the KFC sandwiches, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you see that? I did not. Everyone was trying to get KFC for their code for Diablo. I love a good food collaboration.
I thought that
was fun. I didn't even do it. I didn't participate, but I love watching and listening to people participate.
I didn't hear that one, but that one, I'm intrigued by that. What else is coming out that you're excited for, Jerrica?
July. Okay, you ready? The other reason I got the OLED Switch, obviously you're like, oh, wow, she's a big Zelda fan. Yeah, I am. But another reason I got the Switch was for Pikmin 4. Okay, Pikmin. You ever played Pikmin?
Oh, no, I haven't. But that's another thing that I just missed out on it. But it looks like something I would love.
It was the first game I ever played on my GameCube. And, you know, I'm excited to get back to it. And, you know, I'd never played the third one. Say that bad. I played the first and second one, but I never played the third one. But Pikmin 4, I'm back. I'm ready to get back into it with my little space guy and tossing these Pikmin on the little dogs and stuff. Like, it looks great.
It looks really cute. No, I've never played any of them.
They're cute. I saw a few at Nintendo World. They're like hiding and trying to steal a coin.
Aww.
Like at Universal. Like, they're there. Aww. You can see the Pikmin.
What's it called? Dang. Another one I'm excited about. This is a... It doesn't have an exact release date, so I don't want to get too excited, but it's an indie game that's coming out called Venba. It's a cooking game. It looks so cute.
It was like, wasn't that one of the Switch Nintendo Directs?
I think
they showcased that off or something. It looks really good.
It's really cute. I don't have the developer's name handy, but it's like a multicultural, like cooking, like in your, there's also the story involved. But it looks really fun. There's a lot. The rest is kind of, Avatar. We also have Avatar coming out, allegedly soon.
I'd like to see that in writing, Ubisoft.
Frontiers of Pandora.
I will play it because I'm going to be honest. The movie was cool. I liked it. I'm sure when I... James Cameron. You know, I'm a big fan of James Cameron.
Oh, we talked about that. That's right.
Big fan of him and his work and how much he thinks he's great with his movies, which he should. What was it? Avatar, Way of Water. Whatever water movie I saw was really good. I liked being in the water with them and watching them swim.
Go ahead.
I'm actually looking at my list from Fantasy League. I haven't looked at it in forever. Let's see. Oh, we cannot forget, Kayla. What is wrong with this? I know this is later this year, but Spider-Man 2.
Oh, hell
That comes out. Let's go.
Hopefully. I hope it all goes.
Oh, yeah. It comes out. Like, it's September. Like, I don't know if it's been, like, I feel like it got confirmed. Like, it comes out in September. Like, PlayStation talked about it.
I think it just says fall.
No. Is it not? I remember seeing more.
See if you can find it.
Real quick, though. Let's see. What am I?
Everybody in the chat, drop yours.
I mean, I would love it if The Last of Us multiplayer game, whatever, Factions, comes out this year. That'd be pretty legit.
Not confirmed, but supposed to.
Not confirmed, but you never know.
Who knows?
Spider-Man 2.
Jerrica, you said you were excited for Dead Island 2. You counterpicked that for me.
I did because I didn't see, you know why? Because I hadn't seen the trailer yet. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if that's what the world wants. And I hope they are they putting the love into it like they should to make the world care? You know, there's a lot of developers out there that were like, ooh, this has a cult following. We should just make another one. But I don't see people clamoring for things.
Yeah. That's kind of, it's kind of a little bit more obscure, you know?
That's why. But I saw the trailer and now I'm a little nervous because it looked okay. It looked okay. Mm-hmm. It looked pretty fun.
Hopefully I destroy. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, basically in the Fantasy League thing that we do, you can counterpick a game that's going to release. And essentially, like, depending on how well or bad it does, like, you can either get points if it does. Like, if you say you think it's going to do bad, you get points if it does actually do bad. But she loses points if it does well. So we'll see what happens.
But you're right. I thought September was being thrown around. It's not. It's fall. You're right.
Oh, right. Thanks. Well, I wish it was September. Like, for sure.
It might be. Might be. Is that fall? August, September.
Yeah.
When does the fall time start?
September. I mean,
yeah.
September-ish, kind of. But I think that's all for me as far as, like, things that are most hyped for me. This month that we're in and next month, I feel like April, end of April, May, and June are, like, top-tier times right now for games. So we'll see. Isn't there a Final Fantasy coming out as well?
God, yeah, you're right. Is that coming out? Oh, hold on. Hold your horses here.
I'm not
Fantasy. There's two Final Fantasies coming out.
I'm not a big Final Fantasy gal.
16. I think 16. What number are we on? And Final Fantasy 7, like the part 2, which I keep forgetting, which, you know, I really liked the first game. What was it? Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth.
Yeah. You really liked that, when I remember.
When does it come out? I don't know. I can't find
it. It's all right. Soon.
Anyway, things are happening. There's a lot of games coming, a lot of games that haven't been announced yet. Hopes and dreams for this year is that Mass Effect gets some kind of love, but I don't think it will until Dragon Age comes out, will it come out? I just need it to come out.
Oh.
So Mass Effect can come out.
Ooh, I forgot. I really hope that this year, maybe in the next couple months, I don't know, I have a feeling that Haunted Chocolatier maybe gets a sprinkle, you know, just a little.
I could definitely see us seeing more of that game this year.
I think maybe it is like spooky-ish, and maybe he announces something around.
Was it last year that it got announced? Or
yeah, he announced it, but again, it's just him. It's Concerned Ape, the developer of Stardew Valley. And he literally works on it by himself. And I think I don't know if he still works on them, but I'm surely not at this point. But
I was about to say, like, you know.
We'll see.
Well, is it like a creativity thing where he has to work solo? I respect it. I'll wait. But I'm just like, you don't want any help?
I think maybe he has a team now, but at least when Stardew Valley was released, it was completely on his own. So hopefully we get a rumblings in that this year. But other than that, I don't know. I got a lot to play. Got a lot to finish. I really think we should do a updated backlog soon.
Let's do it.
I forget when the last time we did. I also downloaded Inscription.
I still have my list.
Oh. I haven't played it yet, but I downloaded it.
Inscription is phenomenal. Oh my God. I hope you like it. I didn't. It was one of those games I was like, I don't. Everyone's talking about it, so let me try it. And I was like, ew, I don't like digital card games, but I swear to God, like, it's so much more than that, and it's so good. Like, I couldn't stop playing.
It's definitely on my list. I want to stream that one. I think that would be a fun one to stream.
Do it. I want to see how you react to it.
But yeah,
I can help you play.
I would love that. That would be really helpful. But yeah, I think that's it for me. Let us know, like, what ideas you guys have for episodes that you want us to do. Would love to do. Maybe we reboot our console chatter episodes. One of those.
I just moved my hair and it looks crazy, but I'll believe it like that. One thing that we forgot to mention, and I just thought about it because I thought about another thing, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure out a game to stream together soon. Something scary or funny, something entertaining. So I really want to do that. It's been a while. We need to play a game together.
It's been a while.
And then also, remember that game? I tried to sweet talk the developer, try to get us a code, and we'll see if they ever respond. But Paranormal Tales, the one with like found footage. You've seen the trailer for it. It's like they're outside.
Oh, wait, yes, I have. You show me.
It's got, they're like, it's terrifying. The little creepy ghost lady like comes crawling up to you. But it's like, it looks like the best game for Jerrica.
Ooh.
It's my favorite genre is found footage. Like, I love that vibe. And yeah, the game looks so good. So I sent them a long message on Twitter. So maybe, you know,
we get a code. That would be fun to play.
I want to get something and stream it, like, for sure. Regardless, we'll still get it. But, like, if you haven't checked out, if you like scary games, paranormal tales, it got pretty, it sort of went viral. I think somebody picked up a story on it. Just, it looks awesome to be an indie game.
I remember that because we were tweeting, like, it was trending on Twitter there for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jordan OMG in the chat said PS1 retro classics. We could definitely talk about those.
We should play some.
We should play some.
Get that working.
Emulators.
I would love to make you play some of the games I played as a child.
Oh, that Kayla would be a fun series.
We should do that. You should find a game, like do like a GameCube or something. We got to figure out how to get that to work.
There's, I'm sure there's an emulator we can find somewhere that we could stream.
Great long idea. As no one arrests. Well, I don't want to go to jail though. Emulators. I'm making jokes here. Can you do that anymore? I just remember the ROMs would get you in trouble.
Just go
do
steal
I have
them?
ROMs? No, I don't. I'm not saying I know. Maybe I accidentally downloaded one time, but I own the game, so I think it's legal. So,
you know, I just thought of something. That would actually be a really fun series, and like we could dress like we did around that time. We could eat snacks based off of that time. You know,
let's do it.
That would be fun. I think,
oh, that's such a good idea. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Tegan out Sarah said, I'm always unsure about ROMs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been unsure since I was a teenager. Emulators have been around a long time.
Yeah.
I used to really think I was going to prison. Like, the cops were going to show up. My mom's going to be like, why are the cops here, Derek? I'm like, I downloaded a ROM.
I didn't know emulators were, like, suspicious. I don't know. I guess I didn't know this.
It's only, like, you're not technically, I feel like, you're not supposed to have it unless you own the game.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
I don't really know for sure.
But yeah, let us know. Okay. That's something we can definitely do. We're just kind of spitballing because, again, we're back. Yay.
We're back and we're excited. I'm about to eat some pizza before
let's
bed.
Let's go. For sure, things we have coming up, though. We do have another Clickerbait episode where we talk about our hopes and dreams for season 2, maybe some casting predictions.
Yeah. Let's go.
And then we are going to do a God of War Ragnarok spoiler cast. And then we're also going to do a Backlog of Doom update for you guys. So be on the lookout for all of those things. Go follow us on those socials to get notified. I think that's it for us. Jerrica, enjoy your pizza.
Water went down.
Are you okay?
My water went down the pipe.
Are you okay? I'll just out there to save you.
I'll be fine. I'll just fall on my stomach. Just fall. Do a belly flop. Should fix me.
I want to pat your back through the camera. Alrighty. All right. We are going to end here. Thank you guys so much for all of you who watched live and engaged. That was so nice. Audrey said no.
Yep.
All right. Bye, y'all. See y'all on the flippy flop.
Bye.
Bye.